good evening, ladies and gentlemen, members of the gallery, councillors, staff, to this member of the meeting of the Detmore City Council's Infrastructure Works and Development Committee. I'll just note that all persons in attendance are advised that it is council policy to record council meetings in accordance with council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should advise a relevant council officer. Thank you. We'll move to apologies, and we do have an apology. That's Councillor Jarman. I'll also note we have three councillors that aren't on the committee that are here this evening, which is good. Councillor Rockliffe, Councillor Milburn and Councillor Hollister, who can participate in debate but not move, second a motion or vote. Thank you. I think it's important everyone knows that. Declaration of interest. I'll ask for any declarations of interest. That's it. Yeah, you are. Sorry about that, Councillor Hollister. Councillor Alexio. There you go. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item 3.1, which is, there were no declarations. Item 3.1, which is public question time. Mr. Jan, if you have any questions, please come to the microphone, state your name and address, and ask your question. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Perry. My name is Douglas Janney, 23 Watkinson Street, Devonport. Interesting on your whiteboard, Echo Products. You know what the Echo solution is, don't you? No people. Right, first question. The uprooted tree in the park near the roundabout at Rook Street and Formby Road has been like that for some weeks. This is something that the council has direct control over. As well as this, it is not a good look for the living city. What is the problem that this tree has still not been removed?
I might defer that to the General Manager in the first instance. Acting General Manager, I should say.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Chair. There was a number of trees on the site that we relocated in preparation for the Living City Waterfront project. I understand that was one that was removed at the time, however, wasn't relocated. So it's Voss Construction have been given possession of the site, and they're just in the process of getting organised and will be setting up in the next couple of weeks, and part of their contract will be to they'll put up fencing and remove the trees and start work.
Thank you for that, but I repeat, it is not a good look for the living city. Question two. The pedestrian crossing being constructed in Lovett Street opposite Coringle suggests that the pedestrian strategy needs a complete rethink and rework. This crosswalk, while it juts out, still requires a pedestrian to deal with two lanes of traffic at the same time. Question. Why has this pedestrian crosswalk been constructed in the most hazardous configuration possible?
Perhaps Mr. Williams might be able to help us with that. Thank you.
Through you, Mr. Chair. The crossing type was selected using the Austroads pedestrian facility selection tool, which takes into account a number of factors, including traffic, volume, width of the road, volume of pedestrians and other things. And to my knowledge, that was the outcome of the analysis, was that was the type of crossing that should be positioned there. It also needs to consider constraints like the driveway into the aged care facility, which may have prevented other crossing types from being feasible.
Thank you.
I'm afraid that does not help the pedestrian. The council needs to apply a bit of the Goya principle and mobile computers.
Thank you, Mr. Janney. Okay, we'll move on to item four, which is just a report not requiring resolution. So we'll move on to item 5.1. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
Happy to move that.
Thanks, Councillor Laycock.
Seconded.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This definitely needs to be done. Back in history, and it's history now, and I lived in Valley Road in the 70s, our house got flooded. Our garden furniture floated out onto the middle of Valley Road, and it was all because it wasn't piped properly. So I've never known of such a flood before. What was blamed on that, of course, was the huge pipes that weren't either fitted correctly or put in when they did the highway. So this is something that people in a city like Devonport shouldn't have to put up with these days. So I'm all for getting it's called a retention basin, I think, isn't it? Yep. And move forward with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy?
Agreed. There does need to be some work done in that area. It is a naturally flat, wet area. We'll note, though, that the proposed location for the retention basins does still provide the opportunity moving forward that if there is an expansion of potential expansion of Valley Road Soccer Precinct, that we still have that scope. So I think that's well worthy of noting.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Do I have any further speakers? Councillor Laycock to close.
Nothing to add.
Thank you. I'll put the recommendation as it stands. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Item 5.2, do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock.
Seconded.
Is that Councillor Murphy? Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Nothing to add, it's all there. It's just that Council note the status of the actions that is in the report. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
Again, nothing further.
Thank you. Are there any further speakers on the matter? No. Councillor Laycock to close.
Nothing to add.
Thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Item 5.3. Do I have a mover, please? Thanks, Councillor Hollister. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Ennis. Councillor Hollister. Thank you. Councillor Ennis? Thank you. Any further speakers? I'll ask Councillor Hollister to close. Thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. The ayes would have it. Thank you. Moving on to item six, we'll go to item 6.1. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Seconder?
Happy to second that.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Councillor Murphy.
Again, very detailed report. Property damage. Stolen property. What do we have pinched this month? It always interests me, that particular one, if we can... was some cameras stolen?
Yes. Any idea what we had pinched?
Yeah. We had a CCTV camera stolen from Home Hill, I believe, which we've reported to the police.
It seems to be a regular... We seem to be... That number seems to be relatively consistent month on month in, month out. I suppose not a lot we can do about it, is there?
Through you, Chair. Just bear in mind there that the property damage involves all of vandalism, and so the vast majority of it is vandalism across the city.
Thank you.
Nothing further.
Thanks, Councillor Murphy. Councillor Laycock?
Just quickly, on the Home Hill cameras, the police did tell us the day after that there's a spate of this happening around the city because these people living in some places that don't want the police to visit, they're going around taking as many cameras as they can. And I suppose we we've got so many venues that are open to this sort of thing that it's going to happen to us and you're going to hear about it more than you are private residences. Thank you.
Thank you. No further speakers. Councillor Murphy to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Last item on the agenda, item 6.2. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Laycock.
Seconded.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Councillor Laycock.
Just like to just add, actually, because nothing really you can add to this because it's a good report, but it's lovely to see the development that's happened around at the Mersey Bluff, for the work at the Four Ways and Adelaide Street. It's very pleasing to see that we're using and updating some of our assets, which is really good. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
I'll support Councillor Laycock's comments there, especially around the Bluff precinct. That's been a really, really good use of the Night of the Light, you know, taking people across from that that car park there at Muircroft Park, across the Wombat Crossing there. That works really, really well. And again, also the other one further east. Especially early in the morning. So well done to whoever was involved in that design process, because that has been really, really good. It'd be nice to see if we could do something similar on the William Street side, from where we cross over from the western end of the Bluff Road, eastern end of Bluff Road to Coles Beach Road, whether something similar there could be done with a pedestrian crossing on the speed hump.
Yep,
yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Through you, Mr. Chair. That was another one of the recommendations of that traffic study that was delivered last year, and at some point that will be presented in the Capital Works program as part of the ongoing improvements down there. So, have a look at budget time, I guess.
Thank you.
Just to reinforce you, very good job. Nothing further.
Thanks, Councillor Murphy. Any other speakers on that? I do know. Note item 8.3 was one that we've had an email from, we've had one from Mr. Williams and also one of the residents that could be affected by, has been affected by changes to our garbage pickup on the border of the Central Coast and our own community. So that will play itself out in due course. Obviously no decision in there right now, but we'll talk about that in a workshop, I gather. Okay, if there's nothing further, Councillor Laycock to close. Here we have. Councillor Ennis. I didn't see your light on.
Sorry, I didn't put it on. 1.9, the design work for the coastal pathway, is that a separate bridge, is it? Can I ask?
Through you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, that is a separate bridge on the upstream side of the rail bridge. Linking Don Heads Road to the Don Reserve.
Thank you. Nothing further, Councillor Ennis?
No.
Okay, Councillor Laycock to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Not only is the improvements of the Mersey Bluff, of course, much safer for the general public to cross and to access the other side of the road, obviously, but it is well received by Meercroft Aged Care Facility because they have their residents crossing themselves on their own or being pushed by staff or out in their trishaws or rickshaws, and they're very happy with what Council's done, so I just thought I'd pass that on. Thank you, Mr. Williams, for that. And it's good because it's such a lovely venue for an aged care facility and they do need to be able to get over the traffic. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against nay, the ayes have it. Thank you. And with that being the last item on the agenda, we'll call the meeting closed at 5:44. Thank you.